Well, let's turn now to domestic politics and brace yourself because we're going to go to the last unresolved midterm election contest, the 9th Congressional District in North Carolina. There is news today. You remember this is where an associate of the Republican candidate, Mark Harris, was accused of collecting mail-in ballots from voters and then promising to fill them in, which is illegal. The Republican, though, went on to narrowly beat the Democratic candidate, Dan McCready. But he wasn't seated, so the accusations of vote tampering could be investigated. There was also the problem of the recent dissolution of the state's Board of Election. Well, today, Harris, again the Republican candidate, asked a judge to certify his win anyway, and the judge said no. WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs has come out of the courtroom with a cell phone to talk to us. Rusty, what was the reaction in the courtroom when that happened?
It seemed that Judge Ridgway, the Wake County Superior Court judge, had kind of indicated his skepticism at the argument that he had any role to play in this, that he should intervene mere day. We're talking about less than 2 weeks before a new elections board under a law that takes effect January 31st will actually be convened, will be formed, and they can pick up the investigation of these alleged improprieties in the 9th District race on their own. So he said, no, this is not a role I should play. I should not intervene here and order the State Board of Elections executive director to certify this race. So the big headline is 9th District race remains unresolved.
The midterm elections are not over yet until it is. And let's just remind ourselves what happened to the State Board of Elections. Another group of state judges ruled it unconstitutional back in October because GOP leaders had kind of messed with the makeup of the state elections board. Again, that was ruled unconstitutional. And then I believe it was in December that another judge ruled that the investigation, though, into vote tampering should go forward with this new elections board. As you said, it's going to start up on January 31st. So today, this judge has agreed with all of them, it seems.
Certainly, I've already seen a tweet from the lawyer representing Dan McCready, the Democrat in the race who still trails in unofficial results by 905 votes. He tweeted, "We won!" with an exclamation point. It's a partial victory for sure. Dan McCready, along with the State Board of Elections, represented by Deputy Attorney Generals with the State Justice Department, said that that the election board, that is the Board of Elections, bears the authority to resolve disputes or cases of alleged improprieties with elections the way it is doing here, and that the court really should not intervene and take away that, undermine that authority.
Well, and here is Mark Harris's lawyer, David Friedman, after the judge's decision.
We appreciate the fact that he gave us a hearing. Again, since January 3rd, we've kind of been in the wilderness. We've wanted the opportunity to, Dr. Harris tell his story. He told his story to the election board. We were here today because we want things out in the open. We appreciate having a hearing, and now we look forward to presenting our case to the election board.
Yeah. And what's the sense, Rusty Jacobs, of what that election board might do?
I think, well, on the part of Mark Harris and his attorneys, they're still trying to project a sense of confidence that ultimately the evidence that has been collected by investigators or the Board of Elections will not show enough votes in question to undermine the outcome of this race, and that Mark Harris will be eventually sent to Washington as the 9th District representative. You talk to lawyers on the other side, and they're projecting something much different. In fact, the Deputy Attorney General arguing the case for the Board of Elections today said that there is evidence to undermine or to cast a taint of fraud that undermines the reliability of this election. Hear very different takes.
Well, meanwhile, another one is from Democrats in the House. They have taken over control of the House since this all happened because of the midterm elections, and they're saying they're not going to seat Mark Harris until there's a full investigation. But if the state election board does side with Mark Harris and decide after an investigation to certify him, can House Democrats still overturn that? We only have a couple seconds.
Sure, the U.S. House of Representatives has ultimate jurisdiction over this, and they have asked the State Board of Elections to preserve all investigatory materials so they can look at them.
Boy, it's quite something there in North Carolina, where, again, the midterm election is still going on. Rusty Jacobs, WUNC politics reporter, thank you so much for keeping us abreast of this today.
You're welcome.